Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Nigga got plenty to talk about. Sidewalk University is, I'm telling you, take your damn time. Wait till I'm with the big boys in the schools. And I'm charging 10 and 15 racks. Then you'll be saying, shit, I should have jumped on that shit. But, man, let me tell you something. You gotta have plenty to say. That's what we're talking about today. I mean, I hope you guys notice that I damn sure got a lot to say. I mean, every day. All the time. Now, today me and his brother was going to lunch. And I couldn't stop running my mouth. She was, I don't know, 35, something like that. I forget. She told me to. But anyway, it was almost like I talked her head off all the way to lunch. And during lunch. And she said something that really struck me. She didn't say, damn, you talk a lot. But she did say those words. She said, damn, you talk a lot. I said, what do you mean? And she said, I never, when I'm with a date, I never talk this much. Well, I'm not talking now. You're talking. I'm not complaining. But they just don't have anything to say, most guys. Don't have nothing to say. That shit reminded me of when I, you know, when I was down and married. I remember, this ain't no bullshit. I remember I was in San Francisco, and I lived in Hollywood, but I was in San Francisco, and I knocked this broad off. And, you know, naturally, I'm taking her to Hollywood. Fuck San Francisco. So we get on the freeway, and I'm going to motherfucking L.A. 6.5 hours away. I didn't set up the whole time. I'm telling you, as soon as I was headed to L.A., land of the giant motherfucking pin, when I got there, she was schooled, but I'm still on the way. I'm schooling her on how I want to be represented. I'm motherfucker. I'm not one of these motherfuckers you be fucking with. You talking about they pimping and they dreaming. I got hoes up there now paying me. So I'm riding, and I'm telling you, the whole 6 hours I talk shit. And what I'm saying is when I'm stoked and I'm full of myself, which is probably always, I don't care what shit. I just do. And that's all found out. And any bitch that didn't fuck with me knows. But, and this is the big but. See, I talk a lot of shit. But I never talk bullshit. None of the motherfuckers should I ever say, can you say, it's bullshit. The shit I talk, big as a motherfucker, sound far-fetched, but I'm doing it, so why can't you? Shit. I ain't trying to say the fuck I'm doing you can't do. I actually say the opposite. What the fuck I'm doing, you can do. You just can't be putting up with the bullshit you be putting up with. See, I really believe this. I'm not just saying this. I think all women enjoy hearing my dreams or my goals. Plus, I already told you, motherfucking ass, when you were my motherfucking women, you know, and one of my dreams or goals materializes, see, she the one that really benefits. Cause so, you know, maybe a week, I'm be fucking the shit out that bitch. Now I fuck the shit out of her anyway. But what I'm saying is, for that week, I'm gonna be probably extra fucking the shit out of bitch. Why? Cause I sprung. You see, every motherfucking day, every day you have another chance. You have another chance to excel at what you love doing. I love to learn, man. I have been on a learning tangent for the past 12 years. And it allowed me the opportunity to, what's the word? See inside myself, whatever the fuck word is. I can't think of it right now. But what I'm saying is, I've been finding out so much shit about me. I've been finding out a lot about myself in terms I hadn't known before, because I'm in such a limited world. You know, Pagans can do whatever the fuck you want to do, but, you know, you got to do it a certain way. And if you don't, you're out of bounds and you're out of line, and much shit can happen to you. So I'm staying within the parameters. Man, I didn't realize this. I did not realize I was so fucking deep. Damn it. I mean, ain't nobody don't want shit. I'm gonna say, I don't know why I got a landline. But any motherfucking way, I'm very deep. Each time I go inside myself, I find something else. Each time you go or look introspect, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. But each time you go inside yourself, you gotta find something. You can't be a zero motherfucker. You just can't. Why would you want to be? I don't want to be no zero, so every motherfucking time I look inside, I'm finding something. I'm able to extract more this time than I did last time, and I know I'm going to get more next time than I did this time. See, what I'm saying, by the time this shit is over with me, by the time, you know, I'm like on my last leg, I'm going to have reacquainted myself with myself. Hello? Fuck. People is fucking with me. But I'm going to have reacquainted myself with myself over 50 times. Hold on. Yeah. Over 50 motherfucking times. You should think like this right here. I am a different person today than I was last month. And I will be different next month than I am today. God damn it. And if all goes well a year from now, I'll be different still. Now, that's what I'm talking about. 917, what's up with you, baby? I'm
good,
seeing that.
Good morning. I got
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Do you live your life by everything? It seems like to me that you live your life with a purpose. Everything you say and do has a desired goal. Is that like how you live in everything that you're doing?
Hey, bro, wait. Let me cut you off. That's how you should live. I mean, I do live like that, but I'm saying that's how people should live. Every motherfucker on earth should live that way, but they don't. That's why everybody don't do well in life. People that have serious goals, those goals become their purpose. Otherwise, your goal is to be a top-notch motherfucking football-playing motherfucker. There, you ain't going to see you without no football in your hand when you were coming up as a kid. Then as you get grown and, I mean, a teen, and should you just go further and further in what your passion is. And something can happen. Your leg broke. And you can't play sports no more. You switch that passion to something that you can do. The average motherfucker start crying. Oh, man, my leg broke. My life is over. Motherfucker, your heart's still beating. The fuck you so much of life over? Maybe. I'm just saying, bro. That was a good question, bro. You got something else?
Nah, but that was good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
You know,
all right,
thanks a lot.
414, what's up?
What's up, Hey, what's up, Bud? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, I want you to tell me what you would do in this scenario. A pimp walk up to you and tell you that his hoe just, that your hoe just disrespected him and he just cut her head. What would you do?
Well, first and foremost, I say, nigga, now both of y'all pimps.
Yeah, both of
y'all. Okay.
Yeah, both of us.
So what I'm saying is, I say, nigga, man, you did what in the nigga repeat the shit? And I tell him, look, man, I'm finna go take the bitch. And what I'm saying is, she better have done some filing, because if you put your hand on my bitch, you may as well put your hand on me, nigga, because you could have came at me, so I could have checked that bitch. But now, since you didn't done it, I'm finna go see. And if the bitch did it, I'm going to tell nigga, man, keep your hand off my motherfucking bitch. But since she did disrespect you or whatever the fuck, you know, go on about your business, man. But I'm going to come back to that nigga and let him know. Don't touch my bitch again, nigga. You got problems if you do.
For sure. I just wanted to know, P. All
right. Be cool. All right, you guys. This is life. I mean, shit go, just like that brother just called me. Shit be going on. You don't know when something gonna happen. And you see me. I talk shit, but I don't be talking to shit. But just now, it's all serious like that. Because that's some shit. And it don't take long to get real. You know, you got to understand what's up. And when you do, you have to be down with it, period. You can't be playing, you get killed. Especially talking about some pimp shit, wondering what to do. You know, he was right to not do shit. Because he probably got one of them bitches that be thinking she got a dick. To excel, this is life. Life here. This is what you're going to be doing. Checking shit as soon as it happens. Not worrying about what the fuck going to happen. Because you know what's going to happen. Nothing. Ain't nobody fucking with me. I always brag about shit, even today. But when I'm bragging, I be paving the way for others. I don't just be bragging. I be saying shit, and I be making motherfuckers that really listen and hear what I'm saying, and they know goddamn well, man. If I made this cake, this is what a nigga should think. If Bud made the cake the way he made it, I gotta be able to make the cake using the same recipe, but maybe I would put a little cherry or what. I don't give a fuck what you do to add your taste to it. Let me tell you something, man. I paved the way. And I do it with a word or two to the only the motherfuckers that can hear me. All the motherfuckers that used to, you know, that all my students, excuse me. All my students used to listen to my shit, these videos, and just be entertained like a motherfucker until they get in the goddamn school. Now they thank me, so they tell me they be fucking watching hours and hours of old videos. Shit ain't old, man. You know, you can go to the very first one I made, And that motherfucker is as powerful as it is, as it was then, as it is now. Because, my point, games don't get old. They don't. Motherfucker go, but this game ain't getting old. And if you want to be about it, you got to accept what's involved with it. I never actually told any of you guys what is really going on. Well, yes, I have. I've mentioned it, but I'm going to detail some shit for you, man, about a motherfucker that brags. You got to understand this shit. I live this life. I'm not playing. Now, if you're a person like me, you don't brag in public. You ain't gonna brag. You don't brag in too much. Ain't gonna be shit. You gonna expose what you thinking and what's on your mind, and you're doing it for a reason. You in public, and you expose your plans, talking about how you gonna do it. When I leave. Now that I done told every motherfucking body in the world what my plans are, shit, you think I'm not going to do it? I got to live up what the fuck I said. Or I'm going to get booed off the planet. I'm going to get booed into the land of the failures. So, each time I brag, either before or after, I done completed something major to me. But what I'm saying is, if you really paid attention, whatever it is I done accomplished, I bragged about it months ago. And it took me that long, if that's the case, to do it. And once I do it, I'm finna start bragging all over again, because you know what? I know this, and I'm telling it to you. You got to think about it. Most people don't even think of things to do that's major. Some people have worked their entire fucking life and ain't done one thing major. See? That's one of the reasons why they don't brag. Because they figure they don't have nothing to brag about. Motherfucker, I will brag about not feeling like I need to brag. Shit, my point. Each and everything you do, you serious about doing it. It should matter to the very soul, like I told that brother. Man, everybody should live like this. You know, I'm thinking like that, it means so much to me. I didn't already bragged on it. And I complete it? Come on, man. What the fuck? I feel as if I didn't leap over a tall building in a single bound. And when I land, I didn't hurt my feet or my ankles. Because Alabama's that supplied me with motherfucking springs. I'm serious. What I'm saying, Sidewalk University is growing. It is growing. It's an intricate part of what you don't have. I mean, all you guys don't believe this, but I'm telling you the truth. You have what it takes. You just don't know how to access it. It's been bred out of your motherfucking ass by your sisters, your mamas, single mothers, fucking society, all of that shit. You're just lucky I'm still in it because it didn't get bred out of me. 857, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
I'm just trying to find out how could I send this $750 over Cash App, or what's the payment system on that?
Send this out. If you want to send it on Cash, send it to, you know, Well, I'm going to tell you. Send it to $68bitterdose. Rosebud got two D's and bitterdose is one word. Or you can go to PayPal and send it that way. PayPal.com. Choose the send money tab and send to AskRosebud@gmail.com. Either way, I get it today.
Okay, and after that, I just email you, let you know my detail, my info and all
No. All you're going to do all that, how you send it. Well, if you send cash app, yeah, email me, give me all your information. But if you do PayPal, you got to put all your information in as you do it. Matter of fact, do it by PayPal, bro.
Okay.
Everything. Well, then soon as I get it. But you know, if you do it today, you're paying for April. January
cool.
Already going on. All right. And I send you all of it. You'll have it. And then at the end of March, make sure you hit me again so I can let you in.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Rosebud.
All right. Be cool, bro. I'm telling you guys, see, you should want to be part of something big. Really. It's big in several dimensions. It's big for you because of what you're going to learn. Use it immediately. And if you really learn it, the key thing you learn is that as long as you keep using it, as long as you revisit the shit that I'm going to end up giving you for the rest of your life, your life will be this way. And I can't imagine what the average motherfucker gonna be in the year 2060. But you motherfuckers got action at living. You got action at being whatever age in 2060 when every other motherfucker got their motherfucking automated bitches in their closet. And you still running out catching. You're going to be one of the elite motherfuckers. Somebody else going to be then got trained. And they're going to be then got dumbed down. And they're going to be asexual. They're going to be men, but they're going to say, oh, he's a man. He's supposed to be in pop in charge. This motherfucker got a dick bigger than yours and he say shit like that. I don't want to be that kind of motherfucker. I don't want to be in it like that. So what I'm saying is I'm doing hella shit. And I got to complete this motherfucking, man, listen, I got to complete the script. I'm actually going to devote all my time to this shit I'm talking about. I got to revamp the curriculum for Sidewalk University because I'm learning so goddamn much. I got to do all this shit while I'm doing this shit. Man, I love it, though. 517, what's up?
How you doing? It's Cameo.
Cameo.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Didn't you just hear? Yeah, let's go.
What's up, Professor? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Come on.
I want to know how you deal with haters, you and Tay, and y'all pimping. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that hate you for being the person that you just being yourself.
Hey,
people out there that hate you for that.
Cameo, I am not retarded. You can ask me a question and stop. You don't got to explain the fucking question. Now, the way you deal with a hater, it starts whatever he fucking ain't liking about you, do it some more. Right in his face. Yeah, that's how you check a hater. Then that nigga always talk some more shit right close to him. Nigga, what? I can't talk shit. You scary motherfucker. Hey, that's what you do, bro. That's how you handle it.
Yeah, and I talk a lot of shit.
Be that way, Cameo. You know, I don't know what kind of phone you on, but you sound like you're in a box or something, man. All right. Hey, you guys got to check this shit out on the real, because I'm going to make a splash, and I'm sure you guys rooting for me. You know, so I'm definitely serious when I tell you I'm going straight Sidewalk University. Now you don't fucking, man, I'm finna really stop all this. I ain't stopping right now so you can hit me. But I'm saying, I'm gonna stop all this other shit. I might not stop, well, I probably won't stop these videos. But what I'm saying is I'm finna focus on Sidewalk University. That's gonna be my thing. That's gonna be my idea. And I'll be focusing on it. So you guys got to understand. I am serious. And I make a lot of statements. And I make them for the same reason. I make them because I want to know, do you have it? Because I know I have it. I want to know, do you have it? Yeah, I got it, because the man in me will not allow me to just sit around and don't do shit. And as much as I try to show you motherfuckers that I do not talk bullshit, I talk a lot of shit, but none of it is bullshit. You can stop me anywhere my conversation and ask me about it, and I'll run it down to you like it's a 10-chapter motherfucking book. That's because I know what I'm talking about. I know where I'm going with what I'm talking about. Shit. Now, some of you motherfuckers still want to insist that I'm about your money. Just go talk to a go-getter. Just go talk to one that's been trained by me and ask them. And I about the money. Ask them how much shit I give them during the course. But I mean, cool, don't get me wrong. But that ain't what I'm doing this for. I'm achieving what I'm doing it for. And that's the autonomous motherfucker. I don't need nah motherfucker. Period. Just need a bitch. And I don't really need her. What I'm saying is from everybody think what they think. That's because you on the outside looking in. What else are you going to think? The fuck is money for? For me to look like I'm doing cool. Shit. Think about it, that bitch you bought dinner for last night. Fans knew it. But you faded her anyway. Why? Because you knew what you was doing. Money ain't shit, really. Many of you motherfuckers spend money hoping you get to fuck that bitch. Well, if you get fucking, I guess you think it's worth it. So I'm saying, I'm not mad at you if that's how you think. I'm just saying, you know, just think a certain way about motherfuckers think like that. They look for you guys. What does that tell you? So, to that, you know, I just say, really, fellas, you don't have to be that way. I'll tell you what. If you really just reached out and paid me for what I have for your motherfucking ass, not only would you stop spending your hard-earned money on a worthless motherfucking woman who only got some pussy to offer you, you'd also motherfucking start getting more pussy. Shit, why? Bitches can spot suckers from 1,600 miles away. And as soon as the bitch hit you, not only is she going to tighten that little chastity belt that she very seldom use unless she fucking around a motherfucker like you, then they'll put that chastity belt on and make you do any and everything for her to take it off for a little while. Well, how long are you going to have it up? Well, maybe 20 minutes. Okay. Get the fuck this bitch for 20 minutes. No, I'm going to talk to you for 18 other minutes. You motherfuckers are sick. So, women don't like to have sex with motherfucking dudes that fuck. I don't mean your dick. I mean, just because you got a hard dick don't mean you man. Get with my motherfucking ass and I'll tell you about sex. I don't know about it. I done had 3,000 bitches. Come on, man. How many have you had? Shit. I know I done had every bit of 3,000. Fuck every one or two. I ain't going no motherfucking where. No time soon unless, you know. But other than that, I ain't going nowhere except to the top of the food chain where your ass could be. Just notice that all the things that you're learning today is to replace the real man. But it hasn't worked. They did make you guys accept what they were wanting you to accept. But they didn't know it was going to make women hate you. But that was the result of it. They didn't know what they was making you motherfuckers accept was going to turn all bitches, I mean all motherfucking dudes into bitches. The shit, the original man, didn't work. Now, all that all that shit you motherfuckers do, back W in the chat. Well, I'm your friend. I don't want anything but to help you. Dick hard as hell. Hey, you pretending to be the bitch friend. Come on, man. All that pickup artist bullshit. Have you noticed it all is to replace real life? It's all to replace the real live abadabba, because I be trying to get you to learn how to live, how to survive, not how, wait a minute, how to live, not simply survive. I'm not trying to get you to survive. You know, it's everything else in this goddamn country. When you figure out a formula for something and you tell it to people, they try to imitate it. They want to pick your brain because they think you go. They don't know that this abadabba is vast. I actually explain what the fuck you're asking to the T, include all abadabba, and you ain't going to get no game on it. You just go get a question answered. Man, people be wanting to imitate. They can't duplicate it, though. But even if they dub it, they can't duplicate it. You know why? Because there's so much more to it. And unless you really got it, you can't fucking explain shit you don't know nothing about. You can only say what you heard. That's why. Listen, I know you guys might not know people, but you've heard of people that then bought my course, copied it, and sold it on the beat. Only last maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because whoever bought this shit asked them any question, that motherfucker ain't gonna be caught because his number ain't real. His number could be real, but it's gonna be some kind of computer shit. Like his name was my fucking the Comcast. CenturyLink. My CenturyLink went out. And I call in and I'm trying to, tell them fucking computers. Just all you talking to, you couldn't even talk to no real motherfucker. Man, fuck that shit. But I got a formula that really works. And there is the reality that you today boys will never know. Because you motherfuckers are followers. You don't try to lead. You don't even lead yourself. You're fucking gonna follow these fools into an asexual goddamn world. And if you don't know what asexual means, that means where you know it don't matter. As long as you come, you can like men, you can like women, you can like robots, you can like porn, you can like anything that keep your motherfucking manhood subdued. Come on, man. It's just whatever. You got to have nuts. I might got some. Now, once they get everybody to be asexual, then I'm really going to be a dinosaur talking this kind of goddamn shit. And slowly but surely, I'll probably get phased out. Unless, of course, there's a movement. And you know, underground movement. I'm still alive. Shit! On the underground, they said, oh, we got to get tuned in to those weapons. Like, you know, they got some hooked up shortwave radio shit. And I would be kicking it. Shit, well, okay, that's just a dream of mine. Well, not a dream, that's just a fantasy. What I'm saying is, fuck an OG getting all the respect. What about an OM? Original man. We need to learn, I'm telling you, man. So much good shit is happening to me. You see, I'm happy as fuck. And guess who's on the receiving end of all this joy? You! You are! I got to go ahead on my patent a long time ago. Not a long time ago. But what I'm really saying is you got to fucking have these things in perspective. Because not only did I get my goddamn patent, but on the same fucking day, I had been trying to get some official things from my schooling since it's been so long. It was giving me a problem. But them official transcripts came and it showed that, now listen to this. My transcript came and I needed it not to show this, but it did. What I needed it for was the proof. But it showed that I had been on the honor roll and in the honor society for 9 straight semesters. Come on. 9 straight semesters. Come on. You know, I tried to play that shit down because I ain't really into, I'm into schooling, but not like that. Not that way. But when I hit mail off that patent, I just felt good. I'm telling you, when I feel good, my woman, or whoever it is I'm fucking, don't have to be my woman, but the woman that I'm fucking, she's just going to have a good time. Now, guess what? I'm bragging now. But I'm not bragging on what I'm going to do. I'm just dropping buds about what I have done. I left out 21 books. What I'm saying is, I guess you know what images say. You know when I didn't accomplish something. Hold on, let me get 786. What's happening?
What's good, bro, man? Hey, man, your success is our success, bro. You know what I mean? Because you have the wisdom, bro. You know what I mean? You've been there from the wins and the losses. You know what I mean? And we definitely love listening to you, bro.
All right, brother. I appreciate hearing you say that.
Yes, sir. Peace and love, bro.
You know, check this out, you guys. So, you know, after something happened good for me, I told you, my motherfucker, whoever the fuck I'm fucking, they feel, they get the shit be good. Hey, and you know what they say? They all say it. Hey, some of them say bud, some of them say baby. But don't you have another project? Bitches, he wants me to succeed. Shit. Nasty ass motherfucking hussy. I know that's all they are. Think about it, though. Simply because you say you about it don't mean you are. Shit. Let me ask you something. How do you feel about a woman claiming to be about it? And you can clearly see the bitch lying. What do you really think of her? Now, why do you ponder that? Answer me this. Why do you think because you tell a bitch you about it? You about this abba-dabba. And she can see that she can see she playing with you. And she can clearly see you ain't really about it. That's why she playing with you. What I'm saying is, you talk to a bottle, you sit there talking to a bitch, playing with you. You ain't got no action, but you sitting there thinking you got some action and you talking about you about it. Why would you think this woman should choose you? Not, I ain't talking about no pimp shit. I'm talking about to fuck with. Choose you to fuck with. I mean, a bunch of motherfuckers is coming up to her and she ain't chose them because they was full of shit. She ain't gonna choose you because you showing her. You full of shit. You showing her that you will let the next bitch do what he do. And she knows she playing with you. I know you don't think like that. I know, bro. By the way, the way you motherfucking feel about that bitch faking on you is the same way she feels about you faking on her. And the big question is, are you better, the fake bitch or the fake dude? Come on. Who gonna call in? See, I didn't ask the gang a question. Nobody calling in there. See, you know, when people call in, it's cool. They say what they say, blah, blah, blah. So this shit, man, if I was sitting around some niggas, real niggas, this shit, we wouldn't be nowhere near far into this conversation. First goddamn question I nigga asked, somebody gonna disagree with somebody, and we gonna spend all the homage time showing the points of each side. Because you can't tell a nigga he wrong when he know he right. He just thinks slow, so he gotta think of another way to tell you. Shit. 917, what's up?
Yeah, I appreciate the questions that you're asking, because if you can, what I would say, it's a statement and a question. If you can't, if both of y'all are faking, if both of y'all not being real with each other, is what's the point? You're saying?
Wait, bro. See, you took it somewhere else. I'm not talking about both of y'all faking on each other. I'm talking about both of y'all fakes. That's a totally different thing.
Okay.
That's a totally different thing. Otherwise, fake nigga be faking on me too. Because he's fake. Fake bitch gonna fake on me too. Fake bitch gonna fake on another bitch. They can't be trusted. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So, do you think a fake person can change?
Hell yeah. Every student I have was a fake.
Ooh.
That's why the first 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks in my school is spent on getting you to tell the truth to yourself. Because everybody come in there lying, faking. And I talk to them just like I'm talking to them now. And if you think I'm lying, I tell them, think I'm lying. As soon as you say something fake, I'm going to stop you and show you where you're faking. And they all do it. They all do it. It takes 2 weeks. Damn near 2 weeks. Sometimes it's actually quicker. But it takes 2 weeks of nothing but catching them motherfuckers lying to themselves and before we could actually get into what we're learning.
Okay, so if
you don't get trouble with yourself.
Right.
Hold on, man.
Okay,
hold on, 917. 901, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm calling in about your question. I don't know if you answered it already, but it ain't no good in faking. You got to be real with yourself. You got to be real.
Go ahead.
You got to be real with yourself, and you got to be real with what you're doing. If you faking out here, you just faking yourself.
Yeah, but check this out. How many of you motherfuckers you know right now walking around pretending like they got whatever, or let's say they got some game, pretending that they really looking to pimp on a bitch. They're pretending all kind of goddamn shit. How many of you know out there right now?
Oh, it's a lot of them. I got.
No. That's not asking. I asked you how many out there. I said, how many do you know?
How many do I know? I got.
How many do you know that out there faking like a motherfucker for whatever reason?
Only I know as friends.
Yes, personally.
Oh man, I got about 5 friends that do it. They got wives and everything.
So listen, brother, just listen. What you said is true as far as faking ain't no good, blah, blah, blah. But why I asked you that question is so you can see you faking too. Because you know some fake and you fuck with them. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's easy to lie to yourself. Not that you're a liar. You don't know no better. You don't really know what's what. You think this, you think that, you go on with what you think. But the shit be wrong. And if ain't nobody ever pointed out to you, you'll just continue through life wrong. Fuck that. If you're talking to me, I'm going to point it out. You feel me?
Right. I feel you.
All right, both of y'all stay on. 414, what's up?
Man, checking in, OG. And like you said, the proof is in the pudding and how you taste it. And like I said, man, you know, I get what you're saying with that question, but, you know, a real motherfucker ain't going to be around no fake shit. And you're going to always have your peers that check you and, you know, that really give you the real deal. So, you know, man, the answer to your question
Hold on. See, you guys, you got to understand something. There are answers. But unless you say the correct answer, no matter what the fuck you say is wrong. Bro, you said the correct answer. The fucking correct answer. When I said how many fake motherfuckers do you personally know, you was, not you, but whoever, as far as the correct answer, man, I don't know no fake motherfuckers. I don't fuck with them.
Exactly.
That's the answer.
Right.
That's the fucking answer. And just by you admitting or acknowledging to yourself you know them, then you already telling yourself you thinking. Because you saying how fucked up it is fake or be around it. Come on. That's how we learn. Good shit, brother. You hold on too, bro. 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This is me again. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you better, man. Kelly, don't be taking to another theory bullshit, man. I'm talking about something.
Okay, I just want to go touch on something that you were speaking on. What's better, a fake dude or a fake bitch? They both ain't shit.
Okay, that's what we agreed. So, well, you don't have to.
All right, Professor.
You already got one. Yeah, 470, what's up?
That was 470.
470.
Yeah. Hey, I say the bitch more fake. She gonna win it because she wearing wigs and damn makeup and lipstick every damn day. She practice daily. You know what I'm saying? We wake up, shit, shower, shave, like you said, man. We're gonna move it along. So we ain't practicing being fake.
Well, I agree with that. Just think of it, fellas. Whoever this bitch go to bed with, whoever you are. When you wake up in the morning, you look exactly like you looked when you went to sleep. You just look like you've been asleep. You go to bed with most of these bitches and wake up the next day. It's a totally different thing. Her eyes ain't on. You know none of that shit. All you guys that stay on, you know my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. I'm going to hit you with that audio book, both parts. And I see your numbers. You ain't got to mention them. I wrote them down and include your phone number in the email so I can match you up with it. All right, you guys quiet. I guess you're cool.
Yeah, I got more questions, though, for you if you got time.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you done touched on so many things that now my mind is spinning. But, When you got the question I asked you is, can they change? And you said, yeah, they could change. You said your students come in faking and you change them. So
yes.
So how if I've been faking and she been faking, but now we decide that, oh, we want to make pattern a new course and walk a new lane and be real with each other. How can I trust that? If I know her for the last 2 years.
Hey, bro, you can ask me a question. You do not have to explain your question. No, what I'm saying
okay.
is that's actually a pretty good question. First and foremost, and I ain't going to tell you a lot because this is what I teach. You ain't going to be able to trust nothing that bitch say until you can trust every goddamn thing you say. That's where it starts with you. All right?
Can you break that down for me? Or you said you can't speak too much on that?
That's what I do, bro. This is what I teach, man. I'm just telling you something right now. If you can't, figure it out. Come to Sidewalk University and learn shit.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Well, then, I don't need to be there. Hey, 716, I think you got something to say. What's up?
Hey, what up, bud? This is Sergio from Buffalo, man. I just wanted to ask you, how do you keep your confidence high, man, from moment to moment, man? That's what I'm struggling with, man. I could be confident in one moment, and like you said, somebody say something, it'll fuck me all up. How you keep your confidence high?
Hey, man, I'm going to give you a little bit, and then I can't tell you too much either because this is what I teach also. Every day there's victory that you have. If you don't acknowledge them, then you're not building the basis for you to have a foundation to stand up. Otherwise, if you build your foundation confident accomplishments, then you'll be confident or you'll have a better chance at it. But there's a lot more to go to it, bro.
Got you. I got you.
All right. Hey, look, you guys, let me tell you something. You guys better be glad I ain't out there like that no more. Because I have 400 bras, 500 bras, 440. I just seen you come on. What's up? Hey, you got too much going on where you at, man. See, women are lost for this shit that I'm talking about. They are lost. Man, you show abadabba, you show that you got it. I'm telling you, if you weren't so motherfucking slow utilized the way these women are, is right up your goddamn alley. All you got to do is be different. One of the surefire ways I knew would get your bitch was to show her and all who could see through the moves that I make how much of this motherfucking abadabba I got. And that's all I did. Bitches will come, well, not all of them, bitches will come fuck with me most of the time. When I speak to her all, I represented what I said. Nothing she see in me coming out my mouth didn't match. Everything matched. She creamed out on my motherfucking ass, and she knew I had to have a cue. Because I told her. What I'm saying is, if you know what you're doing, shit, I didn't catch every bitch I talked to. But I sure ran not the same lines, but I did the same shit to every one of them. Because I knew the fucking secret to catching a bitch. And the secret is to tell no fucking lies. Bitch, don't ask me what the fuck I do unless you want the truth. Because I told your motherfucking ass I was a carpenter. And the bitch says, no, I want to know what you really do. Well, bitch, I'm still a carpenter. I just don't motherfucking build track homes. I just build stables for hoes. Yeah, I'm glad I knew, bitch. No. The only time I admit to being slow is when I'm fucking a motherfucking bitch. And the motherfucker, this is motherfucker that's fortunate enough, you know, for me to hit that thing, that cake, goddammit. You know, nigga know what he's doing. So, something you should know. A woman who don't want me to do anything I don't want to do for her is a bad bitch in my motherfucking book. That's why I do everything. Everything I could for the bitch. All she got to show me is that she don't want me doing shit unless I want to do it. And that you can show it to me right now and tell me later on tonight. You can show me all today and all next week and tell me the day after that. So it's an ongoing thing to show me that you don't want me doing shit that I don't want to do. Now, I think I just seen somebody pop up, 470. Did I just see you pop up, bro?
No, nah, I've been here already.
Did you just pop up?
Oh, no, okay. I've been here.
I'm sorry, my bad. All right. So, what I'm saying is, first of all, I'm generous, like sucks. But man, when I want to do something for my brother, man, I'm doing some real shit. So my point, you know what I'm saying? You guys got to understand a good mate is hard to find. You just got to accept it's hard to find. Most of you motherfuckers simply think your mate going to come in time. That's not going to happen. It's your duty to yourself to know what you like. And you got to find what it is you like in a person who potentially will become your mate. If you don't really find things that you like, they don't have to be the same things she like about you. You just have to have things that you like. And it don't have to be about her. You have to have things you like, and otherwise you prefer it this way. And some women, there's a lot of women that will meet that. They will. But as long as you only meet one woman every 8 years, you're going to have a hard time finding the bitch. That's another reason you need to come to Sidewalk University. Because, you know, you're not going to miss very long. Because you're going to be talking to way more bitches than you've been doing. And what you're going to be saying is never going to cease to amaze you, because it's going to be coming from you. Yeah. To me, well, think about this. If all women had what you like, you wouldn't have any preferences. I'm telling you, just never seem to amaze me, but he knows these white bitches. God damn it, now somebody, 917, did you just come on?
Yes. Yes, I just came on.
What's up? Okay, what's up?
If you've been faking your whole life and you don't have people like you around, how's a man supposed to just snap out of that? You're so accustomed to faking, you don't even know you're faking.
Well, you can't snap out of that unless you know somebody like me, or, you know, somebody that you trust that's going to let you know you're faking. But, see, the thing about me is I don't see why you would ask that question, because it seems to me you're going to get Sidewalk University. You ain't going to get the details of how to come out of that. And I'm telling you, the first thing is to stop lying to yourself. Now, I give you that. But what I'm saying is, it takes me 2 solid weeks of going through different shit with these dudes to show them how easy it is for them to lie to themselves, so they don't realize they're doing it. So I would imagine you got the message. You don't realize you be doing it. So you're never going to change until you stop. Hey, and you with that foreign-ass phone number, I ain't fucking with you because you probably that pizza dude. You got anything else, 917?
No, that's it.
See, like I'm saying, everybody don't have a lot like, oh, God damn it, 716, did you just put your hand back up? This is
yes,
you putting your hand.
I got a thousand questions, bud. Yeah, I'm here. I got 1,000 questions, but how you develop the conversation game, man? You could talk for days, man. You talk for hours and shit like that, and that's something I got a problem with. That's something I want to be able to do, and just to be spontaneous with it, man. A lot of times I got to think too much, you know what I'm saying, before I can actually just, you know, say something. I got to
hey,
make
bro,
sure the shit is perfect.
Bro,
yeah,
I teach that shit.
Yeah.
I can't give it away. No, I can't give it away. I can't answer you like that. I teach it. People pay for this.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
But I know what
all
you,
right,
I
man.
I know what you can do. You can buy some conversation tools. And I do explain. I got them on sale. $600 for $100. Conversation tools. Mentality tools for $120. They usually $65 and $85 each. So,
I got all of that shit, man. I haven't been able to get into it, man. I've been super busy, man, because I was enrolled in SWU.
Right there, bro. Bro, there you
go.
I got you, man. See, that's what's wrong with you guys, man. You got the shit, but you rather make up a reason for not using the shit. I didn't give it to you.
Yeah.
Had to buy it.
Yeah, right, right.
Come on, man. Why are you using this shit?
I got you, man. I'm gonna see you in the spring, man. I'll see you in April, man. For sure.
No, man, why are you not using this shit? You answer that question. Why are you not using it?
I'm in school right now, man, and on a daily, man. I feel like you gotta be in that shit, man. You can't half step that shit. It's almost like a school. It is a school in itself. And so my workload and shit is just crazy right now. You know, that's the biggest reason.
Hey, you gave a good answer, brother. So I can't say nothing about that. There, I told you guys, there are answers. And I know the truth when I hear it. All right, well, 901, what's up with you?
Hey, Rosebud, I'm on the phone. I couldn't raise my hand. I didn't know how to do that. But I got an answer to the last gentleman's question. And my answer is, he's doing a lot of talking when he was asking that question. It's not what you talking. You got to be saying the right thing. And what you're trying to explain to him, which you didn't say it, I got your economy package that you had on sale a while back, and I was going through that. And I picked up some jewels from you. And basically, times guys are doing a lot of talking, but they're not saying anything. And if you coming in with the right tools and the right mindset, you got to say the right thing. You might not even have to talk. Sometimes you let them talk, and you get all the answers. And then you just repeat what they just said. So it's not about talking.
Hey, the thing, you guys, you probably don't even pick this up. But you hear, he sounds very confident. And I'm not saying he is or isn't. But I'm saying when you feel you know something, which evidently he picked up whatever you picked up from whatever he got from you.
Oh,
it shows if you're real about it. It'll show just coming out your mouth, just being you, and you probably haven't changed that much except you just shooting from the hips now. Period. That's it. You got something else to say, bro?
Absolutely. I'm gonna give you my scenario. I got a wife and a girlfriend. They both know about each other. Unfortunately, right now, my girlfriend done broke up with me. She's a little rebellious. And she's used to making, you know, big money. So
hey,
she
bro,
do what
bro,
she do.
Bro, 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 I do not want to hear your life story. Period.
So what I'm trying to find out.
What are you trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out. I got delayed. How do I keep her in pocket where she won't keep breaking up with me?
Man, fuck that bitch, man. Why you got some word on a bitch? You already married. Go catch another bitch. Let me... You guys kicking it with me. God damn it. Hello? Yeah. Who is this? Aisha, what's up? Aisha, you coming over here? Hey, wait a minute. I'll be back. I'm doing a video right now. I got to call you back. I'll call you back soon. I'll call you back soon, about 10 minutes. All right. Well, I'm glad I answered that phone. Any motherfucking way. I'm saying, bitches be want to fuck with me. See, I ain't bullshitting. Bitches be want to fuck with me. And you know, not all of them, but especially when they white bitches. They got a higher standard. What the fuck? They got a higher standard to live up to. And this broad that I was thinking about talking to, but before I actually decided I went to that page, she wanted to be a friend, so I clicked on their page. First thing I seen, they niggas are the best. I can't stand a white bitch saying some kind of nigga shit, for one thing. But most of you guys don't realize when you get a white bitch, the last thing to do is let her try to act like she's black. Stupid bitch. You a white bitch. That's why I lost your motherfucking ass. That man pull over to your motherfucking ass. He come over, you really dollars. He pull over to you and you start sounding like a black bitch. He's going to offer you $100. So what I'm saying is you got to start thinking the way motherfuckers supposed to think. Not this bullshit you motherfuckers be thinking. If you can't control the bitch controlling you. And you know where that's going to end up. All fucked up. You got to understand that damn shit. Disrespectful bitch means she ain't got no abadab in her motherfucking life, which means you ain't representing shit. I'm just being real. Some of you motherfuckers, I'm going to admit this too, some of you motherfuckers get out. Some of you motherfuckers, shit, actually know what you doing. I ain't missing no name, but you know who the fuck you are, and I salute you, yes. How you know? Because we done kicked it through an email and shit. So what I'm saying is I didn't tell you then, and I'm telling you now because I know you're listening, you motherfuckers. This shit we do is so dope. You know, think about it. How it smell. Let me show you guys something. Hold on one second. This dope shit I got right here. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see, look at this shit. This is, what in the world, how the fuck I get that there? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, what I'm saying, all these just colognes. You gotta smell different almost daily. You can't fucking be, I got four of these on my motherfucking dresser. And this is only one of them. But I'm saying, if you really live like you say, then you can action as being a motherfucker. Hold on, let me go put this shit up. And, oh, yeah, I made that. See, I make shit. I do all kind of shit. I'm a motherfucker. Ain't nobody goddamn trying to impress you. I'm trying to impress my black ass. You want all them colognes so the bitch don't be, know what you finna wear. You know, I don't want to use a feminine wild no thing. I'm one of them niggas. Look. I gotta to tell you the truth. I'm distracted because I gotta call this bitch, and we've been kicking this a while. Let me see. Yeah, long not even anticipated. I gotta see what's up with her. Hey, I'm gone.